This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Everybody, welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig. Let's get this out of the way. I got a sunburn.
Don't bring attention to it.
No, they're gonna start.
Hang on, can I start?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like you were fighting Batman and you fell into Ace Chemical Plant.
I thought you were Jokerized. Yeah.
Jokerized, Craig. Let me guess, your only pickup this week is Mirror!
All the super chats go to Aloe. We love Craig. A tan mom? Attack Peter asked if you were tan mom.
I'm not tan mom.
Are you getting ready for Star Wars May the 4th? Are you going as maskless Darth Vader? Like, what's going on?
You know, I should have worn...
He's going as Uncle Owen.
I'll be right back.
Matt Bush. Hey, Matt Bush just gave you $10 for Aloe.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt Bush.
Is he fine?
Hey, Craig really loved that Deadpool trailer.
He's good. Craig's really stand. He's set. Yeah, he does. He loves Deadpool.
He's really into Deadpool makeup right now.
Here he comes. I love it.
Hey.
Oh my god.
I'll do this the whole goddamn. I don't give a fuck.
I think it's cool. Yeah.
Hey man,
I will turn the car around.
Listen. We just did an hour and 20 minute interview with Gil Cannon, director of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
We did.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say a
word.
He didn't
say shit about that.
Although I should have. He probably was thinking it the whole time. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with Craig's face? What happened to him? I better message him. Anyways, I went on a golf trip, everybody, and I was wearing sunglasses, no sunscreen, and no hat. So what you got, it's actually the miracle of life. You know, the sun's actually a star, and it gives us warmth, and it gives us, I don't care.
It gives us cancer.
It gives us warmth.
Gives us a lot of stuff.
It gives us warmth.
Solar power. Tans. All sorts of neat stuff like that.
Thanks for the super chat, Matt Bush.
Oh. Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Listen. All right. Well, I'm having fun already. I knew this was going to happen. See, YHS is a more civilized podcast. You get on here, it's like walking to the goddamn... It feels like a... Snake.
Like walking through the furnace?
No, it feels like it's like Escape from New York in here. It's a bunch of heathens.
Oh man.
Anyways, how's everybody doing? Welcome to Toy Anxiety.
Yeah. Careful, Craig's gonna get into your dreams tonight.
He's like, yes, bitch.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. We love Craig. Yeah. Everyone has to be nice to Craig for the rest of the show, unless it's a super chat.
Yes. I do have sun anxiety. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We'll get through this all together. My name is Craig Goldberg. As always, I'm here with my wonderful, not being very kind, but they're people I know all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Ryan. First of all, like, it's a sunburn. It's not like... It's not that bad.
Dude, you usually come on here like whiter than a bed sheet. You know what I mean? You've got like white milky skin. And so when you go from white milky to bacon bit, we notice.
You like you're in one of those wrestling match, like a hardcore wrestling match.
Yeah, like you look like Matt Cardona after that
to your forehead.
One match.
I took a cheese grater to the forehead. That's what happened.
Hey, we have a super chat. Can I highlight?
Yeah.
Okay, the Gim says, you guys are awesome. I haven't been able to watch live as much due to work. Just wanted to pop on and give you props. Also, when is the Dole fan shirt happening?
We do need the Dole fan shirt. Thank you, the Gim. That was really nice. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm going to get those fans. Those like fans that just say Dole, and then we can just like.
Ryan, how's your week going?
Awesome. I got toys, Craig. I got a lot of shipments came in, a lot of pre-orders all kind of just magically showed up early at my door. So I'm very excited, but I'm also like, but no, things are great. X-Men cartoons are great. Everything's great. Yeah. Craig, I'm eating well.
You are eating well. Good. Are you? What'd you have for dinner?
I haven't had dinner yet. I'm going to have it after. So between this and like X-Men 97,
You're eating well. Drops. I see it.
Yeah,
I see it.
I'm gonna.
We were supposed to order dinner. We haven't yet. We're gonna get there. Mm-hmm. Jacob Walsh, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm good. Busy, but not busy in toys. It's not been a good toy week.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. It's just slow. There's not that much out there for me currently. I'm just, there's a little bit of a lull in the toy world for me right now.
Well, it's about to be getting towards that summer convention season, Comic-Con. There's going to be some toys.
Yeah.
There's going to be some toys.
Yeah.
Yep.
There will be toys.
Attack Peter said today on the Mondo live stream to promote Bane, they were also promoting their C2E2. Because their booth is going to have a bunch of free swag. They showed the menu of what you're able to buy there. Peter said that if ToyTubers better be streaming on Saturday or they're going to get scooped. Because he says they're going to have some big reveals.
Big scoops?
Some big scoops.
Well, maybe Saturday, if there's a big scoop, we'll scoop it up.
Yeah, why also, not? I like ice cream.
When is that? When is
I
that?
I think this Saturday.
C2. Oh, this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and I saw that
Thursday.
What was it? Batman. Did you know there's a batmannews.com and they got the exclusive reveal of the Bane figure? We need an exclusive over here. We got an audience.
It'll happen. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying batmannews.com doesn't. But I mean, look at we got all
Batman News has been around for a long time. It's a great website. I don't know who runs it, but I'm sure he's very nice, or she, or they.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne. He runs his own news site.
We got another super chat here from Johnny Cox.
Johnny Cox says, "For Craig's Häagen-Dazs ice cream fun."
Oh, scoops! More scoops!
Mm-hmm. More scoops! Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh! Thank you. Abby the Great Wave. See you soon, Dolverine. Thanks. Indeed. Man. That was great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. Like you mentioned, we just got off of a really fun podcast interview. So I'm excited to get that out. And beyond that, I'm eating well too. There's great TV. There's great movies coming out. Got that Maxine trailer. And like Ryan saying, X-Men has just been incredible. Life is good. Got a lot to look forward to.
There you go.
Hey,
you
Abby reminded me, and this is adjacent to this, but I want to ask Ryan. Ryan, I think we should try to. I've been trying to come up with like a current what I would want from an X-Men cast.
Oh, you want to fan casting?
I don't want to say them on here because I don't have everybody, but I'd want to tell you that I have Magneto, Storm, Sabretooth, Rogue, and Jean Grey cast.
Ooh, okay.
I'm having trouble. I'm having.
Who you having trouble with?
I'm having Wolverine trouble.
No.
I'm having Cyclops trouble. I think I have a Charles Xavier, but I haven't written it down yet.
Okay.
I feel like I want to see everybody else's.
Hey, you know what we should do for a YHS? Ryan, we'll have you on a YHS episode. Let's do the first ever X-Men movie draft.
Where we pick our teams.
Oh.
We can't double up on the team.
It would be like we would go.
Or we can't double up on the characters.
Hold on. It would go in random order and it would be like we'd randomize. It'd be like, okay, Jacob has the first pick and we would draw which character you have to do. So like there's a chance like Jake, you might have the perfect Magneto, but somebody else could get to it first and then you'd have to go to like a backup.
Yeah.
A different version.
Okay. The X-Men draft. Hard. That would be fun.
I want a bunch of Jean Greys, like all the different versions.
Give me all them jeans. The Madelines, the jeans.
Love those jeans.
Well, we did get that Deadpool trailer. Did you guys? I thought the Deadpool trailer was pretty fun. I feel like they're holding back a lot. They're not showing that much.
Yeah.
Well, they gave us one big reveal.
What?
Cassandra Fake Nova.
Oh, Sandra Nova.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandra.
I thought that was already out there, though.
Yeah, but I don't think we saw. Well, I didn't.
No, see you see the back of her head, and you see the back of her head in the other trailer. Oh,
right. Okay. Here we kind of. There was a really cool moment. You know what? I could end up going about this trailer all goddamn night. So I'm just
table it.
Well, there aren't any toys to talk about, so we might as well.
Set comments. Should we say Jacob Walt?
Should we say hi to the chatski here?
Sure.
Say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Brian Brink is here, the man with the chart, Make Mine Marvel Legends, Cone Filler Confusor, Davey Sockrocker, Skylar Davis, Dorlax, and David Cabal, Jason Grahoski, member for 20 months. You know what that gets? The sunglasses.
Nice.
Benjamin Weissman, Quip, Gage is here, Joel, James, Jagasia, Zeus Ramos, Michael Palmer, Davey Sockrocker, Flash A is here. Jason Kreis, I think we said date some of these guys already. James Vinipole, Lawrence Duane says the Maxine trailer was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Hell yeah. Yeah,
great.
Agreed. Stephen Shanks is here. Davey Sockrocker says Craig is so red about the Bane exclusive. I am. Yeah,
that's it.
That was my reckoning to reveal. If it was a Dark Knight Rises Bane, I would be really mad. But animated series, okay. I get it. Chad Stewart is here. No chewing. Master Splinter. I love when Master Splinter's here. I love that.
Yeah.
He's just here.
Do you ever think about when he's going to be gone?
I like when he's here.
I do think about that. No. It bums me out. He's been on the roof all day. Now he's here.
Say hi to Davey.
Davey. Hi, Davey.
Hi, Davey.
And so on and so on. We appreciate you guys hanging out on a Tuesday night. And now, Ryan, you are here. You have Gotham City tonight, tomorrow. You've got X-Men tonight. You're eating well, as you put it. I don't think I'm eating as well as you. I'm a little I need some content to consume, and I need some toys to buy, for the love of God.
Well, is this a segue to pickups?
We can get into some pickups. Yes. Jacob, do you have anything this week?
No.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Abigail, do you have anything?
Nope. Negative. Well, there's a collective thing that we got.
We got one thing in the
mail. One thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what is it?
Yeah.
Should we show it? Really, well, this was a gift. Ryan's going to start in 5 seconds. Ryan's going to start screaming at us. Mm-hmm. I can feel it already. I'm going to predict.
Ryan's going to be jealous of that sunburn.
He's going to write. So this was a gift.
Well, it's a collective, so you can just send it to me.
Okay.
With the rest of my stuff.
We'll do.
You guys can. Just come visit me.
We'll draft them.
Play with it. Yeah, we'll draft them. Nice.
Okay.
We'll do a draft. So I don't want to blow up his spot, but a really nice guy. He's a supporter of YHS. We saw him out at the premiere. And he sent us a little package in the mail. Basically, you know, I got his first name. Kyle. Kyle's his name.
Okay.
Not that Kyle, a real Kyle. And he basically was like, you know, this was the guy a couple years ago during the pandemic I bought a shit ton of Ghostbusters toys from on eBay.
Okay.
And a bunch of Maddie Collector stuff. Oh, we have another super chat. Stephen Shanks. Craig's Comic-Con pretzel fund. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Nice. That's a pretzel right there.
Yeah.
Mm.
I need, mustard's free, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. He sent me this picture of some. He was like, "Hey, I know you're a collector. Would any of this stuff be of interest?" I was like, "Hell yeah!"
So the first thing, now,
I need the belt, but it's a jumbo Raphael and a side.
Oh, cool,
nice.
I bet I could find the belt for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
At least you didn't lose the side.
And I think it only came with one side, so that was really cool. But that's not the main event by any means.
So it's. Now, Ryan can fill us in on what these actually are.
Mine. So Craig doesn't even know what this thing is.
No, I know what they are, but I need to know the background. Okay,
here comes the anger. Here, you take a couple of these.
I won't even know what it is.
No, you're going to know what these are.
I'll be like, what is it?
How many do you have?
I don't know.
Just give me three. You take three. All
right, Abby can start showing us off.
Jesus, well, let's do it simultaneously. Like, let's do like a slow.
Okay. Start showing them off. So these are Muppet Babies.
Oh yeah. No, you asked me about these. You sent me a photo, and you were like, "Oh yeah, I've got a bunch of those. I need a bunch." And you were like, "Oh, I'll get them for you and send them to you. I can actually show you the message in which you said you were going to send them to me.
Well, you're going to get a couple Muppets. I just need to know what they are. Who made these?
What's up, Muppets?
I can't. Now I can't. I think it is preschool that made those.
I can look at Kermit's butt. Play school.
Play school.
No, no, it's not. I don't know. Anyway, so there's a bunch of them, and they're very cool little vinyl Muppet babies. So there's Kermit.
They are, yes. So I have two back at my parents' place. I have Gonzo, baby Gonzo, and Skeeter.
Okay.
And I would it's one of those things where it's like, if I ever saw them, I would grab them, but I've never seen them.
I think they're kind of rare. I don't know. If somebody wants to fill us in, animal, nobody fucking slapped me. Guys, hey, toy collectors, I did something that most toy collectors have never done. I went outside.
You could say you were helping your brother out with his golfing podcast.
Anyways, these are really cool.
Okay.
Abby, Scooter. I know that didn't really feel like it helped when you said that earlier.
I think it did.
These are great. Thank you so much. Muppet Babies rule.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah. But that was it. I don't have anything else. It was a gift.
Yeah. That was good. It's good gifts.
It's a really good gift. Muppet Babies, always a good idea.
Yes.
They make your dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. when you're
Yeah. I like that.
They're making your dreams come true.
Muppet All right, well,
Babies.
What do you got, Ryan?
Let's do the marathon here. Where to start? Dole is eating well. I got this came in. I don't think we need to go through too much of it.
Yeah.
The retro Phantom Menace figures.
Cool.
Stoked about those. Let's stay on Star Wars. I got another Senator for the Senator collection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the reuse one. And I think now I gotta go through. I might only be missing one or two. I keep saying that every time I get a new one, and then I look at the back of the package and see another one that I don't have. So it happens all the time. I used some of my trader bucks. I had some store credit. I needed this. I've been looking for this. I missed out on this when it was up for pre-order, but I grabbed her.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, these are your first steps.
Rey Skywalker.
Rey Skywalker, everybody. She comes with all her lightsabers and the droid with anxiety and
Dio.
Right?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
What are the percentage odds that we ever see Dio again in a Star Wars?
I want to. I love Dio's energy.
Yeah. I hope Dio gets an animated series. So I had the Kylo Ren and I wanted this one. Hate the movie, love the toys. You know, it's funny how that works. another thing that I grabbed as well. These showed up finally, so I got my The Bug. From the Superpowers line.
That's another situation
where Dole is eating well. And on the same day, I got an entire box of everybody. So I got the whole entirely new wave, Gold Superman.
It's always funny when we talk, you know, when toy news happens and then we break it all down. And then like a month later, we all have it. If it's McFarlane, or like 2 years later, we have it. If it's other companies,
right? I know, mm-hmm. right? That's wild.
Hey, Ryan, there's some questions about your shirt. People are liking your T-shirt.
Where'd you get it?
Want to know where they can get one?
They can't because they're not VFX crew.
Sorry. Cool.
Right. So I got Blue Beetle. Hang on, I'll get to the shirt in 1 second. And Sinestro. So I got that whole entire wave did show up. Okay. So again, I'm Superpowers Elite. For now, I'm not. I'm missing so much. All right. So the shirt is the VFX crew shirt. This was done by Mr. Baducci Studios. If you follow him on Instagram, you will see the art for it on there. He did a hell of a job on it, and it's awesome. So that's how you had to get it. You had to be crew. So if you're part of the Patch and Pin Clubs, take your screen grabs and try to copy it the best you can.
nice shade.
You know what? I could use some shade.
He knows that. He knows himself.
Yeah, a little self. That burn.
A little self-deprecation.
A little bit of Ryan shade.
I like it. Okay, and then I'll go through my last little bit.
Okay.
Very, very fast. I got some Marvel stuff as well. I hit all the dual points. I got the Star Wars, the DC. Now we're getting the Marvel. I got a couple Sentinels from the old Ross $6 bin.
All right, that's awesome.
Oh, those are the the three and three fourths scale boys.
Retro Sentinels. Look
those
at
are awesome.
Head.
These
are
those are very cool.
So cool. So grab those. This came in very, very quickly, and I was very, very shocked because that's not how Hasbro does things. But my two pack came in with the Wasp and Hank Pym. The Wasp figure is a hot toy.
That's cool.
Not a hot toy, but a hot,
hot toy. A hot toy.
Okay.
Right? She's great. And this came in too. And it's probably the most anticipated Marvel Legends 2-pack
of
the Wolverine set. So it's the Patch and Mr. Fix-It in that iconic cover. And I am so excited that this came in. I love it.
I love that, yeah.
Hey, by the way, I think Jason Grahowski put in the chat, those Muppet Babies are Hasbro 1984.
Nice.
So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, now I can read it. Cool.
But yeah, God, love all this X-Men stuff coming up.
You know what? I got to throw some respect to Mr. Dole. You are a true Marvel Legends collector.
I keep telling, I had this conversation with my buddy Tyler. I think it was this morning. And I was like, because I keep telling everybody, including on this show. And I said, I'm just sticking with X-Men and some Spider-Man. I'm not getting anything else.
Buying it all.
I have all of it. Fantastic Four. I got the street level heroes. I even pre-ordered Luke Cage and Iron Fist today and Silver Surfer. Pre-ordered the Silver Surfer figure. Like, nothing's cooler than a chrome.
You know why, though? It's because you love toys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love comics. And you give me both.
Toys from comics, yeah.
I wish I loved one thing as much as Ryan loves comics. Like, if I had that deep passion about anything other than fucking Ghostbusters, pizza, and my friends, and Abigail.
And golf. And golf.
I'm glad you have this passion.
Hey, I like golf, like, way down the line. I don't like it enough to fucking expose myself to ultraviolet rays for 3 days. Guys, it was it was so hot. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
It was humid. I was seeing stars, mainly one, the sun. And it was just too much. It was just too much. But I did have a fun time. And I saw a hole-in-one in person for the first time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have – it wasn't me, but I saw it.
Like, not even a mini-golf? I'm sure that Abby and Jake and I all got a hole-in-one when we all went mini-golfing.
We did. In a row, I think. All three
in a row. Yes. There was, we were, like, doing – it was like a daisy chain of events.
Yeah. It was a real
Chad's getting mad at you, Craig.
For what?
For not mentioning me on your list of things that you're passionate about.
I said your name at the very end.
You can tell one of the things is pizza because he's turning into one.
Okay. You know what? At least
I'm third. Third one.
I can't wait till one. Like, the funny thing is like, I'm just gonna, if we're gonna, let's just be real. All day, Abby has been talking to me as if I've been like very self conscious about it. I'm really not. Like, it's a fucking summer. But Abby's like, hey,
I just wanted to take care of you.
I know, but then earlier you said something, you were like, well, I know you're stressed about going on camera. I'm like, but I'm not. You're like trying to convince me that I'm more stressed than I am. Because I'm not more stressed than I am at any other given time, which is like my normal stress level is like 70%. Mm-hmm. So I'm at like 72. So it's all good.
Okay.
But thank you. Abby did give me aloe. She told me to put you know, the funny thing is my arms were really red, but they didn't really peel. But I the first day, guys, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't had a sunburn since I was like 11. Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to a Braves game one time, like 40 years ago or something. I forgot about the whole shower thing. Got the shower nice and hot, hopped in.
Ooh.
Holy shit, that sucks.
Oh my god.
It was bad. No, but Abby's been very kind and she's taking care of me.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel fine. It doesn't hurt.
Let's not stress David Cabal out.
What's wrong?
He said that he's getting stressed listening to this.
Why?
Because most people burn in hell, Craig. That's why. And he doesn't want you to go there, and neither do I.
Master Splinter wants us to quit fighting.
We're not.
We all love each other, and we also love putting on a show, and I'm glad that
this is just
watching.
Entertainment. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, anything else?
That's it. It was a legendary pickup week.
Legendary pickup.
Hot toys, superpowers, Marvel Legends. Man, life can't get better than this.
All right.
Maybe if I had a pizza.
David.
Keep on going.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephen Shanks, Craig's therapy fund. After this episode,
another pretzel.
Hey, dude, if I had to choose, Dave, everything's fine. We're just being silly.
Yeah,
if I had to choose between a pretzel or therapy, I need both.
Pretzel is therapy.
It's a pretzel. 100%. It's a pretzel.
Yeah. You can't. So.
Why buy the pretzel when you can have the mustard for free?
Just free.
Get a good look at a T-bone by putting my head up. Okay. Hey, I wanted to shout something out.
Yeah.
Toy Collector Magazine has some fun information for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Toy Collector Magazine. Hasbro got the Dark Crystal license as an opportunity to impress Henson. Figures were prototyped in 83 but never released. The move worked. Henson later gave them the Muppet Babies license. There you go.
Okay.
That's cool.
There you go. I like that. Now we know.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Real quick, I wanted to shout out an Instagram account called Caitlin Sculpts. I don't know if you guys have been seeing this.
Okay.
She's a sculptor. She does freelance for different toy companies. But she's got this Baraka.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it is.
I think she's got some for sale.
Hey, I'm on the list. I emailed her today. It's 100 pounds, which is like probably 125 for a fully painted resin. You could buy the kit, I think, for 60. But, you know, I'm not going to paint it.
Right.
Get Hal Clay to paint it.
No. He would. He would offer to do it. But, like, to get, like, hey, no. And even Gil Cannon commented on her post. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, this is really great. And I normally, look at his head on a little stick. I normally don't do a lot of, like, with custom stuff, I do prefer, like, the actual branded toys and everything, but let's face the fact, nobody's making this.
We're true.
There's not going to be a Garak figure. Jacob, what do you think of this?
Yeah, it's great. I want one as well. Maybe I should try to get on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you got to get on that list.
Mm-hmm.
You can email Caitlin. She's got a couple different posts about it, but it's Caitlin Sculpts on Instagram, and she's going to do it. And also, she released it's really cool. She released the 3D print files for free. So if you have a 3D printer, you could go do it yourself. I don't have a 3D printer. I don't even have a regular printer.
Mm-hmm. I don't print.
I just don't print. You're never going to see me print anything in this house.
Print is dead.
Ryan, what do you think of this?
Awesome. It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's
really
cool. Yeah, it's so good.
I love Garaka. I feel like I understand him.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. He's very mean. He's a bad dude, but I really like him as a villain. And
I would display him in the freezer. So when you open the freezer, there he is.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
I like that.
I like that a lot. That's a good idea. Anything else on pickups, guys, or shall we move on here?
No.
That's it for us. Yeah.
So let's talk about that Mondo thing real quick. First, let's talk about the Bane. Because we've been highlighting all of these Mondo Batman animated series figures. This is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the point where I'm like, do I need to be buying these things? Because they're so awesome.
Well, you're behind if you're just now going to start.
Yeah. Ryan, what do you think of this?
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Tommy Hodges is the one that sculpted this.
Okay.
I believe it was Hector who painted it, I think.
Okay.
I should know better. I only felt I had to know this for tomorrow, not but I know that Tommy's the one that sculpted this. This is a gorgeous figure. Apparently it's taller. Well, not apparently. Hector said it is taller than Man-Bat. So if you saw Man-Bat, It's bigger than that. And you see this Batman and you're sitting there going, God, but I didn't get Batman, but I want this Bane and I want to recreate this. Well, guess what? Mondo restocked their Batmans. So if you need Batman, now's the time to get your Batmans too. So just like when they re-released Gambit, when the release of Rogue, they're re-releasing Batmans to come out with the Banes. So be prepared if you want to start getting into this. And they're kind of helping you restart the line because you always need a Batman.
Right. You were born in the wrong decade. You should have been a QVC person.
You're a natural salesman. Yeah.
Ryan's like, you've convinced me that as soon as the show's over, I need to really think about how I'm going to get into this Batman animated series.
Right. It is gorgeous though. Cause they even have that, here I go selling again, Mondo first by $5. they're doing the just $5. That's all I need. So they're doing the special edition with that special torso, that insane torso where he's overloading on Venom. So his like biceps are blowing up. Like when Craig tried to flex last week, it's like that, but like legit. And the eyes are popping out of the mask. It is awesome. I don't know. Craig, if you don't have that lined up, let me.
Yeah. I want to see that one.
Which one is it?
So it is the limited edition, torso. There it is.
You just this passed one. It.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, you'll see there it is there.
Okay.
There's some close-ups of it in the photos as well, at near the bottom. And they did like a maskless Bane as well.
So oh yeah.
Shit kicked out of them.
Look
it's
at that.
So good.
Mm-hmm. That like, look at awesome. That rules. Yeah, the expression's awesome.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Like this is wild that they're even like doing this.
Yeah.
Like no, like DC Direct didn't do this. Right. And it is kind of funny hearing like Peter and Hector talk about like when they have their booth set up and the McFarlane people are walking around stalking the booth and like, yeah, buddy, keep walking because you ain't gonna like compete with this. Like, enjoy.
Right? Davey, sorry, I didn't mean to highlight that one, but that is very funny. David Cabal says, could Mondo I keep trying to click it. It's clueless. Could Mondo do 6-inch figures?
I don't think they can because again, Todd's doing that scale.
Oh, just for Batman. I mean, like, I bet they could do it. Like, Mondo. Really
I mean,
has
those Darius are 8-inch figures.
Yeah, yeah. I think I think that's really interesting. Like, will Mondo ever step into the world of trying to like directly go up into that? 6-inch, you know.
Well,
Mezco,
how big are the Rick and Morty figures?
Oh yeah, those kind of exist.
The Rick and Mortys are. I'm certain they're 6 or 7-inch, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, Rick.
Peter
and Morty,
was in the chat earlier. Where are you now?
Rick and Morty. I don't know
anything. Peter, call in.
I don't know anything about Rick and Morty. It's like a blind spot for me. People talk about it, and I'm like, I
want to keep it that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No, right.
It's about like nugget sauce and pickles or something. Mm-hmm.
I think it's like if we were a little bit younger, we would like love it. But you know, we're like Family Guy people, you know.
Wow, I'm not even that.
I'm not gonna identify as that.
Yeah, same here. I would say I'm more South Park.
South Park for sure.
Undergrads. Yeah. I like Undergrads when that was on. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like other Adult Swim shows more.
Simpsons. Yeah, a Simpson.
Bob's Burgers.
Just Simpson.
Yeah,
Simpson.
Bob's Burgers.
Bart.
Bob's. Venture Brothers.
Bart.
Yeah, Venture Brothers, another
Venture
good
Brothers.
One.
That was yeah, that's what I was watching.
King of Hank,
more of a Beavis
King
and
of
Butthead
Hill.
Kid.
Daria. Beavis and Butthead, good call, Beavis good Butthead.
Shout out. But anyways, so okay,
let's talk
about toys.
You don't want to just list animated?
We just named shows
sorry,
that we like.
I was enjoying that.
That was my fault for bringing up Rick and Morty figures. No, but no. I'm pretty certain to go back to scale. Like I don't know. Like, isn't it like McFarlane has the master license? So they would have to go through him to be able to do smaller figures? Because sometimes when it comes to doing the bigger figures,
maybe, I don't know.
For like whether it's Mondo or Super 7 or any of these other companies, they have to do a bigger scale so that they're not competing and doubling up with another company.
Right. It just depends.
Yeah, go for it. I was just going to say they could do a little whatever the fuck Playmates and Hasbro is doing.
Hey, that's a good little
that's
segue.
A good segue.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Organic.
So this was the biggest toy news of the week, so we got to talk about it. So, and I think this is interesting news, but I think it what it could mean for the future of toys and action figures is, I think, a little bit more interesting. So basically, big announcement yesterday. The high level look at it is that Hasbro, who owns Power Rangers, like, I think that's an important thing to remember. Hasbro owns the Power Rangers brand, bought it, I don't know, 7 years ago or whatever. Puts out all the entertainment, does all the toys. Hasbro is licensing out the creation of Power Rangers toys, vehicles, playsets, etc., to Playmates, most famous for Ninja Turtles, obviously. Star Trek and others, but mainly Ninja Turtles. And I read the article a couple of times, and the main thing to take away is it still says Hasbro retains I like this from Toy Collector Magazine.
I saw that too.
Oh. All right, Abby's I got a note.
Note from the
producer
of YHS.
She's got a low battery on her phone. We're gonna take care of that.
We're gonna work through this, yeah. We've been podcasting for a long time.
For years.
Years now.
But Toy Collector Magazine says, look, kids, a toy company that doesn't want to make toys. It's very funny. Hasbro is basically licensing out their property to another company and Playmates is just a toy company through and through. They don't have Playmates isn't trying to make Netflix shows. If they did, it'd be the first Netflix show to ever peg warm somehow. Like, just no one watches it. okay. That was kind of funny. I don't know. It was all right. But I think the main two things to take away is, A, none of us are huge Power Rangers people, but I've dabbled, and we all grew up in the 90s and know Power Rangers, and I collected Lightning Collection for a couple of years. What do we think? That's the first question. Ryan, I'll start with you. What do you think Playmates does with the Power Rangers brand to reinvigorate it or make it interesting in the toy aisles?
Okay. I don't know. I've been trying to put some thought into this because I'm not a Power Ranger collector.
Right.
But I've always been curious to what Playmates does because they used to be one of the top toy makers in the world. And right. When you take a look at even all their their old TNG stuff and even their pitch to do Star Wars back in the 90s as well, and just how cool those toys looked that they never got made, I kind of always wish they were able to go back to that. But then seeing how they're re-releasing Turtles now, and that's been such a hit or miss, and then also how they've been like just even their Star Trek Next Generation toys that have been coming out now, which I actually thought weren't bad. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence if these are, because they're just going to do Mighty Morphin, I would assume.
They weren't bad. They weren't bad, but it's almost as like Playmates is not doing anything new. They're just doing a whole lot of like re-releasing of just old stuff. So it's like, for Ninja Turtle, I mean, I know Ninja Turtles is getting, you know, they're doing the whole line for the movie and for the animated show that's going to be coming out. But otherwise, it's like they're just putting out the same retro figures over and over. So instead of like focusing on their own, you know, property, they're going to take somebody else's property and now start putting, you know, time and money behind that. Seems kind of a weird thing. And then part of the article made it sound like they're doing something like they're trying to come up with a way to make Power Rangers like relevant again, you know? And I was like, what are you guys even talking about?
It's always been relevant.
It's weird. Yeah.
I think, first of all, the most interesting thing for me is like Ninja Turtles is the king of the crossover. So if they put out a line of Power Rangers figures in like retro Ninja Turtle style with that packaging, like I think that would be really cool. In fact, Rangers and the Ninja Turtles did meet on the Next Mutation and in the comics. Just keep that in mind. I think the more interesting thing here is Hasbro willingly letting another company. I mean, they've done this before,
G.I. Joe.
Super 7 has made G.I. Joe and Transformers. Like, there's a little bit of a precedence for this, but I think this is almost like Hasbro saying you can take the master license and go with it. It's just kind of interesting. And I wondered if this could lead to Hasbro doing this with other brands. And I think it probably depends on the licensing. You know, a couple of people have brought up Ghostbusters. Could Hasbro sublease the license out to another company? Like,
but maybe. Is it already getting sublet already to Hasbro? Because,
well, so Sony owns the license. Hasbro pays a licensing fee to Sony for the product. Depending
so
how
then it would be like third party,
right?
It is.
It's more advantageous for Hasbro because they own Transformers, they own Power Rangers, they own G.I. Joe. So,
right.
But yeah, I don't know. I Toy Collector Magazine would he probably. I feel like we need to talk to somebody with like true insight to give us. Toy Collector Magazine says, this is a weird deal. Without a new Power Rangers show, how will they get kids excited about a toy line from the 90s property they likely haven't seen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's been talk of a new Power Rangers movie. Maybe this has to do with that. Like, hey, there's going to be a new movie and they're going to kind of like try to because the last reports was that the movie was going to be more of a 90s kind of like throwback to the original Mighty Morphin, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anything happening in the chat that's worth highlighting? Any good comments here?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Abby. Go ahead.
No, I was trying to hold on. I'm trying to physically get to it.
There was this one here. Whoop. No, no. Oh, we're
here you go thing. Ahead. We'll do okay. Chat etiquette.
Yeah, no worries. GB Gabe 85. Hasbro needs to finish my Power Ranger helmet collection before selling the shit off.
Well, I think they will. If you read the article, it doesn't say like Lightning Collection is good. I don't know if they're going to keep making action figures, but they said they're going to still have Hasbro Pulse and like Comic-Con stuff. Like, I have a feeling they'll probably, I think they probably do pretty well on the helmets and like the role-playing stuff. So, David Cabal says, where was that?
Do you remember your American?
Yeah. Do you remember your American Pie Power Rangers pitch? Like, yeah, I think about it every day.
We talk about it. I'll get in the shower and I'll have to call Craig to talk like, about a new.
Dude, I was thinking about that Power Rangers American Pie movie we came up with. Mm-hmm. It's such a good idea.
It's so funny.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I couldn't think of anything like specifically I'd like to see next, like, because I'm not actively collecting G.I. Joe or Transformers, or I'm trying to think of other. It's just I think the weird thing is it's a toy company licensing their product to another toy company. It's just kind of weird.
It is weird. Like, what does Hasbro just not like toys?
I
feel like they haven't for a long time.
Does Hasbro not like toys?
That's the thumbnail.
That's the thumbnail. Someone create the new thumbnail. Does Hasbro not even like toys anymore? It's like such a. That's really funny.
Kathleen well, Kennedy.
I mean, everybody makes Ninja Turtle toys. You know what I mean?
That's so, right.
Like, how is it so different from what's happening over there?
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's really not. I think that. Lightning Collection, they haven't done anything with that. It's like in the same state as Plasma Series. Like, it's just kind of sitting there. I don't know.
I'm actually surprised that Power Rangers... Did Power Rangers ever get a HasLab and I just forgot?
They've never done a Power Rangers HasLab, which is crazy. I think that it would probably do... Like, if they did, like, a big Zord or something, I feel like it would do well.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. If they did that Brachiosaurus that, like, runs around.
Yeah.
In the first season. Like, dude,
there's some fucking cool monsters. Yeah, keep them big and flashy.
Yeah, I like. Mm-hmm. See, I'm with Abby.
Yeah,
it's gonna go on my original ones. Keep them big and flashy.
Big, flashy. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe if they did a Zardoz playset, you know.
Yeah.
Zardoz. Hey Jacob.
Yeah.
What were those? They reveal. This is how out of touch we are. Like, coming out of all this Ghostbusters shit. Super 7 revealed their exclusives for Comic-Con, and I don't know.
Well, it was a leak, I think.
Oh, well, let's
I don't
talk
know.
About it.
Let me.
I got it right here. I found it.
Oh, you got the picture? Pull it up. Yeah. Also, I think we had a super chat. Hold
on. Oh, shit. What do we got?
There we go.
Who's going to read it?
Cutthroat Comics. Wouldn't you like to see Hasbro license out the mask IP to another company for their figures and vehicle guys?
Yeah, so I think that's toys. Really, I want I Robin Toys really to do them.
Interesting with like their maybe smaller properties that don't have like anything active going that Hasbro still owns. That's kind of interesting. Like if another company came and was like, hey, we want to do mask figures or we want to do, you know, whatever. Yeah, Toy Collector Magazine. Mm-hmm. There it is. Mask and humanoids.
Yeah, Visionaries is in there. Battle Beasts.
Centurions.
Centurions. Mm-hmm. Yep, all of that.
So
all sorts of neat stuff like that.
Anyways, so we got some Comic-Con Super 7 exclusives. I did not know that they were still doing G.I. Joe Ultimates.
I don't know what that means. What? First talking about Mask, Davy Sockrock, I'm like, I don't know what that means. We don't watch anybody else.
It's just funny though.
Nice. It's true.
I don't know. I don't know. Mask, it's like Cars, right? Like little Cars.
I don't know.
I thought that was Jim Carrey.
I was never into Mask.
Abby was thinking of the Mask the whole time.
Yeah. Smoking.
That's my Mask.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a Zartan. I don't know if anybody's really collecting these G.I. Joe Ultimates. I did see a couple that popped up at Walmart. They're like $70 though. It's crazy. Wow. We've got this Mikey's Pizza Time Pizza. Oh yeah. That's fun.
That's cute.
I mean it is cute, but is this not just the regular Michelangelo with an apron?
Yeah, but he's
but he's got a job.
Jacob, you're missing a major component here. It's pizza time.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Do you know what would make this exclusive better? So if they had this toy just as it is.
I know. Wait, here we go. Stop. Here we go.
One second. Folks. If it had the toy just as it is, plus an actual.
I know, it's a great episode.
Hey, stop. If they had the actual toy as Ryan it is, didn't. But yeah. They had the actual apron you could wear.
Oh, like a life size.
Okay, like a real apron?
So you can match
you a real apron?
So you can match with your toy. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Make your own pizza.
Ryan, did you miss the thing that just happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all cool. We'll just keep...
So Ryan missed
talking it. About aprons, yeah.
I'm talking about aprons. I don't fuck have time.
I am not taking the goddamn blame for that advertisement. I'm just putting it out there. I am not the one in this household shopping for fucking that kind of
everyone
thing.
Everyone should do that because
wait,
it's healthy
did
for you.
Did vibrators show up on your advertisement? Yes. Yeah. Hey, Craig, yes. Guess what? Those massagers are natural.
You use it for your temples.
Yeah, you can use it for
use it for
shoulders.
Your sunburn.
Use it for your help. Sunburn. Might help. You might feel really good after a hot shower if you use a massager on your forehead.
Yeah.
It's got attachments.
Yeah, no one here is judging. We're cheering
you
on.
This, okay? That's why I love this group. We're a judgment-free community.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is not my work computer.
He's like the most basic ad. We're all
Greg, you're turning red.
Oh. I just don't give a fuck. I just don't care anymore. Might have to timestamp that one though.
Oh, anyway. You know
what?
You don't.
Why?
Why? Yeah, you're not. You can't get canceled for that.
Yeah.
You're right. All right. Well, like it does. There is a reminder to leave a review though.
At the end of this episode, please
leave
us a review.
Leave us a
positive one.
Yeah, give us a like and subscribe.
Hey, you know what? That kind of stuff never happens over on Geek Dad Life.
That man's a father.
Yeah, he's a father figure.
And David's praying for us. Okay, yes. Praying for me.
Well, that's good. Hey, Craig, you should check your email. Check the Yes Have Some email. I sent you some photos that I got from Peter.
Yeah.
About a new reveal they had on their live stream today.
Tonight?
Oh.
Tonight. They had it on before us. They were the Toy Anxiety pre-show.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Does this count as an exclusive for us?
Yeah, it does, because we're the first
exclusive
ones to get
reveal right here.
We're the first ones to get these photos.
Here it is.
Oh.
Little vinyl Scott Pilgrim action.
Yes, he's a big boy too. He's one of those bigger Safubis, kind of like the Scareglow. That's
okay.
It. That cool. That came out, so this is going to be under that same scale. He's going to come with his bass guitar and all that fun stuff.
Cool.
And the arm shoots. I think there's a... so it has an action feature.
It's got a rocket arm? Wow.
It's got a rocket arm.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Very cool.
Very cool, yeah. Which means I expect more action features from Mondo moving yeah. forward. 100%.
It's a good-looking mm-hmm. toy.
It is. You guys have never seen that movie?
Why not?
Yeah.
I just haven't seen. Everyone's got movies they haven't seen. I just don't.
Yeah, but why do you have so many?
You'd probably like it, Craig. I bet you'd like it.
Yeah, I feel like you just saw Alien last week.
What? That is not a true statement.
No. Omen. He just saw Omen.
Omen for the first time.
Right.
Okay. There it is.
His name is Damien Omen.
Damien.
First name Damien, last name Omen.
Hey, we gotta order some food.
Yeah, we sure do. Let's keep doing the podcast, though.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you say?
Listen, is it that big of a deal that I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim? First of all, I was like 25 when that movie came out.
So that's an even... What?
What
is that?
What does that make? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
I don't even know. I have no idea. Tonight's
Did you not watch
crazy.
Movies when you were 25?
Maybe that would be an easy fight.
If I fought your evil exes?
If I fought your exes.
That's not what it says.
Oh, you want to see Craig fight? Oh, Abby's. Oh, that's a lot. Long movies.
Dude,
it's got to be a Netflix series.
Yeah.
I'm getting taken to the ringer tonight.
Oh, we're on season 8.
Not a limited
Craig fighting Abby's exes.
Oh, Zach said it's going to be in Flashback Cinema soon, which means it's going to be in the theater.
Very cool.
We're all going to see it.
Is it a manga originally? Is that true?
Yes, yeah. A Canadian made one.
There you go.
Cool.
Hey, look, Dan Larson's never seen it too. You guys going to make fun of him? Probably yep. not.
No.
No. Because we respect Dan Larson.
I was going to say, the difference is respect.
Oh God! Anyways, so Playmates. Wait, is today Dan Larson's birthday?
Whoa!
Oh, happy birthday,
really?
Dan Larson!
Happy birthday, wow. Dan! We
Let's
share
do
a birthday.
Special episode.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's awesome.
It's really great that he had that birthday.
I'm glad you're spending it here with us.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said my face looks like Marv in Home Alone after the iron falls over.
Dude.
Hey, I think yeah. we should all talk about something real quick before we move on. Mm-hmm. We're already almost at an hour. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I feel like we haven't done anything. That's the joy of podcasting. Mm-hmm. People sometimes, my parents are like, well, what do you talk about? I'm like, nothing really. Like, when you really think about it, not really anything.
Yeah, not a lot.
We're getting a HasLab announcement from Star Wars in about 2 weeks. And, yeah, should we talk
about
it? Did
they really
that?
Say it was going to be on the 3rd or 4th or the
Star Yeah, Wars they day? Said it was going to be May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
May 4th.
It's Death Star or an Ewok Village.
Death Star would be cool.
Maybe it's a new Sentinel from X-Men 97.
That'd be cool.
As a Star Wars
one. That's
what they're going to have to start doing is...
Wow, Ryan's really got a one-track mind.
Yeah.
Psylocke? Is it going to be Psylocke? That'd be cool.
I mean, I think it's going to be... The problem is that it feels like everyone is kind of leaning towards one thing because there was rumors... Out in the world, we could talk about it because I've seen
what
it
were
like
the rumors. Different.
The rumors is that it is going to be a Stephen Shanks. Do I have news for you? The rumors I've seen in multiple places that people are saying is that it's going to be a cantina.
Okay,
sure. That's been that one's been asked about a lot. So
I'm trying to figure out. Michael Worrell says. I want a HasLab announcement for a PKE meter to complete the set. Like, they did that. Mm-hmm. They already did that. Did they not?
Yep. That's what the track.
I was like, I remember talking about
I'm pretty sure I bought one.
Bought one of those bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a cantina. Abby, what do you think it's going to be?
I like this idea. The inside the Sarlacc pit. That's cool.
Oh, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm, like squishy.
Yeah, something big and squishy. I'd like the Senate. If that's possible. Yep.
That would be bold if they did a prequel era.
Like it. Yeah. That's like it won't be that, but it would be amazing. It'd be cool if it was that. Yeah.
Really Dex's cool. Diner would be a dream. Has that for me?
Diner. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, it'd be cool if they did that Senate and it came. One of the stretch goals was the two little ETs.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be very cool. ETs. Yeah.
Like,
so it has been. It's a playset. Yeah. So like Death Star, Ewok Village.
Cantina. Oh, so like vehicles are out there. Like they specifically said playset as far as like it's not going to be a vehicle of any kind. Or
well, yeah. I feel like if anyone probably would know if it's a playset, it's going to be Toy Collector Magazine.
Yeah.
We should have had him on. We should have Blake on. We got to have. Well, I'm going to DM him. We got to have him on. He's got a lot of insight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows things.
So. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how much I care at all. Same. But Ryan, have they ever made ET figures in a Star Wars line as like a fun tie-in?
No, but I wish they would.
That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome. Right? Senate Ewoks? Because I collect senators. There's Ewoks that are, or Ewoks. ETs. ETs that are senators.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Did the Ewoks ever have representation in the Senate? They had to have. No.
What?
They stayed out of... They stayed out of politics.
No, Wookiees did. Wookiees did.
Wookiees did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ewoks were doing their own thing. They were like a lost race until Return of the Jedi happened.
Mm-hmm. Follow their own code.
Yeah, I should have clarified that to everybody. It's a Star Wars HasLab. Well, anyways, that'll be fun. I think we'll have or Sandcrawler
would be great. This one's good too.
Here's something fun. Do we think, could we get another Ghostbusters HasLab for the 40th anniversary?
We could.
I wouldn't be upset with that.
I just wonder what it would be because the Ghostbusters lines are,
I'm not picking my sunburn. Sorry, Jake, keep going. My jaw hurts.
A back to tank. What, for Craig or for the
that's what he needs.
Or for the
milk bath.
Oh, for let's get his milky white skin back.
I was wandering the golf course for 6 hours.
That's it. Keep going.
No, I was just saying. I don't know. As far as HasLabs with Ghostbusters, it seems like the pack and the props did really, really well as far as HasLabs. I wonder what else they have behind that. Like as far as all the main props are kind of out there. So it's you got to start thinking of like the secondary props. And I don't know what's up with the figures seem kind of done. So I don't know, but it would be nice. It'd be nice.
There's like five Ghostbusters HasLabs I'd want.
Yeah. But like that's coming from a like super fan, what would you want out of a HasLab?
Number one, I would want an Ecto-1, a 6-inch scale.
Well, that's the dream.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Maddie Collector never had one. A big Ecto-1 plasma series with lights and sounds, all that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Big juicy Ecto.
Right.
A BJE. Big juicy Ecto. Number two.
Hey, make sure you put that in the tags for this video.
Yeah,
DJ.
Number two, I think something like if they were gonna do, they're never gonna do like a slime blower. It's just too big. But like, I think like a niche Ghostbusters prop kit, like another two in the box that had like a Geigameter and maybe the one shot thrower or.
Goggles
or,
hasn't been made.
Or the Ecto goggles. Something like that would be really cool. Sure.
Yeah, I could see something like that happening.
And then I had this idea, like something real Ghostbusters. Anything. Figures.
Anything. Yep. Same here. I'm with you on that one.
Because I had a dream. This wouldn't be a HasLab, but I had a dream like 2 years ago, and I literally spent 3 hours of my day thinking it was real. It just dawned on me like midday. I was like, oh, that was definitely not a real thing. It was a dream. an Ecto Glow Ecto One, just re-releasing the Kenner Ecto as Glow in the Dark. I was like, that would just be cool.
I'm always down for more glow in the dark stuff. That's so fun in the toy room.
But that would not be. And I know a lot of people are saying a Firehouse. Like, I actually, I'm not saying I don't want a Plasma Series Firehouse, but like they don't make play sets like that really. Well, I guess Super 7 does, but I just don't think that would ever even be like a realistic possibility.
Mattel does too. Mattel did the Eternia that everyone received and don't know what to do with.
Oh, Abby, I think you're frozen. Yeah. I think your phone might have. You might have to go to your.
I have 5% battery remaining.
I don't know why your phone's not charging. It's weird. Yeah, maybe if they had a more extensive, like if they would have done like a real Ghostbusters origin style line with like an updated Firehouse, that would have been awesome. But yeah,
right,
it's not gonna happen. Anyways, well, we'll be looking forward to you. If Ab, you might have to switch to your other camera.
All right, I'm gonna try it to re-enter.
I'm sorry,
it's all good.
Toy collector, would they do a Garaka sphere prop?
That'd be cool. That seems like an easy thing for them to do.
Yes.
Right?
And it'd be fun.
That's something you could definitely couple with a couple other props, you know?
Yeah. And you could, if they were worried about action features or whatever, just make it vibrate.
Yeah.
Have it be a massager.
You hear Garaka's voice in there or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Abby, I'm sorry that you're...
I'm faded.
Your phone died. I don't know what happened.
It's so all weird. Good. I don't know why it's I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
We're almost done.
We're almost done. We got sad comments back tonight. Excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we've covered some ground. We've had some good discussion. Yeah. Happy good about it.
Oh, I would want this. Baducci says a 1-1 scale pukey. I want a pukey.
God, I'd like that. A rollable pukey.
Oh, like he rolls straight up?
Yeah, I'd like that.
He actually vomits.
Mm-hmm.
A Vigo painting Haslam.
Is that just a painting?
just a painting.
It's a paint by numbers.
Look, I made my own Vigo.
Sorry. Just get Hal to paint it for you. You're good.
You know, I saw Hal last night. I picked him up at I picked up Hal and Mike at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
They were in California all week.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So
that's cool story.
Good stuff.
Hey. Who does anybody have a more boring story they want to try to beat me? Guys, I'll be honest. It's a weird time in toys right now. Like we love doing this show, and like it just doesn't feel like it felt like 2 years ago. Like every week, like every toy line was like tons of announcements, Comic-Con exclusive, people fighting each other in the Walmart parking lot over real Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Pretending to be Hasbro employees, as Ryan always points out.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like, just go to, if you want Ghostbusters toys, go to your freaking local garage sale.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a flea market? You'll find them there.
Oh, man. But, Abby, anything else before we get to sad comments?
No, I just am happy, like I said, to be here and to keep showing up. And I know that we've been giving you a hard time, Craig, but I think it's cool that you're here. And despite obstacles, be them physical or mental, mental is a new word I just made up. We always come to the show, is what I'm saying, and it's always fun, and it's always the highlight of my week. So thank you so much for rolling along with us, and Craig, we love you.
Rolling in the deep, yeah, I'm fine. I'm tired a lot. I'm just tired and. There's a lot going on.
We're all fine here. How are
mental?
You?
Everybody likes the word mental. Good. That's like sounds like a super villain.
I am mental.
That's actually what that ad was for.
It was for a mental.
A mental attachment.
A couple people are bringing up some Hot Toys drops.
There's been a man, whatever that droid they unveiled. I think yesterday, maybe.
Which there's two droids.
Some Star Wars droid, and I was like, I don't even remember what this droid is from, but it's amazing.
The comics.
Oh well, fuck that.
BT and
not canon, not canon.
So, there's a bunch of stuff here.
The dude on the top right.
The BT-1.
Yeah, look at this thing. This is a This is amazing.
And do you know what's really cool little side note about this? This droid is based off of a Kenner concept for keeping the line alive, where they were going to do like a bunch of other stuff. And this droid design with all the guns on it and stuff, that was supposed to come out like in 84 or 85, I think.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's collector would probably know.
There's a Black Series figure of this when they did the Dr. Aphra figure.
And there's TVC ones as well. So it's cool.
Then we got
I may have pre-ordered these.
Did you really?
That's cool.
I did. Yeah. Both. I got 000, which was the, it was a limited exclusive, which has got to be frustrating for fans. Cause if you get one droid, you want the other.
Right. Yeah.
Right. To have them as the set. And, this one was a limited release. So,
Oops. That's great. That's a cool looking figure. It's die cast metal, features detailed.
All the protocol droids are.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And
then I really like this Lord Starkiller. I'm not familiar with the Lord Starkiller character, but that's a cool looking figure.
That's from the video game Force Unleashed.
Forces Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Again, not canon.
Not canon. Not buying it.
So this is a whole Dark Side series that they're doing.
Okay.
So they're that's why you're going to get, like, they have another photo together, which they kind of copied from Battlefront, which I love because I love that video game. So they have like Darth Maul lined up with Darth Vader and like Count Dooku, and it looks just awesome. So
these are great.
They're bringing back all these guys, but what bumps me out, I don't think they're doing Ventress.
Oh, Asajj, dude. Ventress. No Asajj?
No love for Asajj. So
look how good that looks.
Yeah.
Like
that's fucking awesome.
It looks so good.
Although this is fantasy booking big time.
Oh, this is what I was saying. Like, this is where it looks like it's from Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The heroes fighting, the hero battles.
Mm-hmm.
When you do 4-on-4, and that you could choose any era.
I bet Count Dooku would hate Ben Solo.
Oh,
I bet
he
would.
Oh,
oh my sure. God. Yeah.
So would Darth Vader. And so would Darth Maul.
I'm gonna watch this play out. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh my God, this is your
Well,
grandson?
They would see. Well, I mean, of course, clearly they would see the good in him.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would see the conflict, and
see that he spends most of his free time like, I've got to go fix my helmet.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Count Dooku's like, can we get the girl? How's that Rey doing? She's got some dark side in her. Let's get her onto this team.
Hey, I'll try to get that Rey girl. Get rid of this fucking guy.
Oh, he sounds like Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald.
Hey, how about that Rey girl? Over there.
Yeah,
that one. Hey.
She seems like a...
Yeah,
like a,
over here. Wearing all the white. Yeah, you can come hang with us. Get rid of this little boy here. What's your name? Kyle? Kyle Redfire?
This just looks great.
Let's go.
This just looks great. We love
this. This is great, too. Look at those royal guards, man.
Good Lord.
They look
good.
Good
Lord.
Right, it's good Sith Lord. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool. I'm glad we could. God, there's so much shit that I want. Well, I gotta figure something out.
Hey, it's the 20th anniversary of Phantom Menace this year.
Okay.
Usually they do like they do anniversary figures for Hot Toys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am hoping for two things. If they do it, I don't know if they will do it or not. If they're doing a 25th anniversary or not, but. Two that I would love to see in Hot Toys. Episode 1, 3PO.
Okay.
Where he's naked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And any of the Amidalas in one of her big, giant gowns.
As many Amidalas as possible.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Please. Yep.
Ryan and I had an interesting discussion about some of the deleted scenes from Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Can't talk about it on the air, but
hey, you know what I wish Hot Toys would do? I don't know how many, I don't know how often they do like two packs or anything as far as these toys, but I want a Yoda set that is because a Yoda Hot Toy would probably be this tall, you know what I mean? It's small. So what if they did a box set that's original trilogy Yoda?
Okay.
Prequel. Mm-hmm. Trilogy Yoda, because he doesn't look anything like the original.
Yeah.
And then Force Ghost Yoda from The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
and you got trilogy. Were able to get all three in a box. That would That'd be great.
If they were to do that, I would want him to come with a pot and a spoon so that he can serve stew.
Mm-hmm.
And that little light that he tugs from R2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine! Mm-hmm. Mine! Ah!
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
His lightsaber, obviously, with the episode one. I don't know what more you would need from that.
Well, it would just be cool to have some sort of little bit of like a base for each one. You know what I mean? Yep. Like I mean, original Yoda would just have some part of the swamp. Force Ghost Yoda, you know, him and Luke sit on that. They sit like on a tree or something. And then I don't know, maybe a piece of the Senate or something. You know, he's having that battle with
he should have the chair for the cool Jedi Council.
Jedi Council.
Just what Davey said. Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, did he? Yeah, there yep. it is.
That would just be a cool set, I think. Three.
That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea, Jacob. I'm 100%
backing that. Hot toys, do it.
Mm-hmm. Hot toys.
And it also comes with two Leonardos. Remember, there's Leonardo five packs that they just never sold.
Yeah. The history of TMNT.
I mean, listen, I love Leonardo.
Oh, yeah.
But no kid is walking into
seven flavors of vanilla. Never...
Really? I remember, face, I would have thought you were a Raphael fan.
I remember for months going into Toys R Us being like, I'm going to buy this one day. And then it got to a point where it was like $20.
Yeah.
And I never bought it. And then like Toys R Us closed with those things on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because who the fuck doesn't want six Leonardos?
Well, I mean, it's a cool set for what.
Well, I would have bought it if they made it for like all four turtles.
All the turtles,
but they didn't. So,
well, cool guys. Well, listen, we appreciate you being here. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We got some fun stuff coming up. I think it's going to be a fun summer. I really do. I think there's going to be an uptick cool in summer? Toy buying.
Cool summer.
Well, we got the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters. We're going to have Comic-Con. There's going to be some stuff going down. I'm excited
Phantom
about it.
Phantom
Menace, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, X-Men's doing gangbusters right now, so we're probably going to get more X-Men.
There's some good,
yeah. Yep.
And there's good movies coming out this summer. We got mm-hmm. Deadpool. We got Twisters. Mm-hmm.
We got Fallout right now. I saw people talking about that earlier.
Yep.
Hey, I want a Walton Goggins Fallout hot toy.
Yeah, that's a great cast.
Somebody from the Fallout cast is on my X-Men list.
Mm.
Oh, I know.
Is she playing Kitty Pryde?
Is she?
Nope.
Is she?
Let's do sad comments.
Yellow Jack?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
All right, guys. So let's get to some sad comments. Jacob, we took a couple weeks off, but now we're back.
Yeah, they're all McFarlane tonight.
Tonight, Attaboy, Todd. Cup. We didn't even talk about the 40-year-old virgin figures.
Jesus,
what? What you,
that thing is real? Awful.
Todd.
There's a
movie maniac.
The movie maniac. Why? They couldn't change the name. It's still Movie Maniacs, Andy from the 40-year-old virgin. This guy's a maniac. So sad comments every week. We scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures. We give a voice to a voiceless. Go to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and find the latest commentary. Jacob, you said it's all McFarlane tonight.
All McFarlane. Yep. I got four of them.
All right. What's the topic?
This first one is on his Instagram. He did a video just where he's talking.
Okay.
First one's very short, but okay. I just liked it. So,
all right, here we go. Sad comments on Todd McFarlane's talk. Here we go.
Fraud McFarlane.
Fraud
McFarlane. Fraud McFarlane.
That's it. It's the first one.
Wow. Short and sweet.
I liked it.
I like it. Like, that's great.
We can keep going.
All right. What's this next one from?
This is on the same video.
Okay. Same video. Same Todd McFarlane video. Making some announcements. Here we go.
I'm starting to think he's a hostage in his own company. Either that, or he's willingly trying to tank his toy line. Who has to read such a simple pitch? Someone who did not create it. You don't seem to care, Todd. Either that, or you're really stressed. Either way, below quality figures and promos will deliver below expected earnings.
Wow.
I don't even know the point he's trying to make.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a privately owned company by Todd McFarlane. Like he's actually there's not like a board of directors.
Todd wants to tank his own toys. I think that's what that guy wanted to say.
Todd can't tank his own toys tonight.
Yeah, tank them.
Right. Tank what's McFarlane.
Hey, the next one. The next one's on Fallout.
Okay.
Fallout. Oh, what
is he doing? Fallout toys.
Yeah, he posted some. I don't know, some Fallout figures.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Here we go.
Look, I like Fallout. I really do. And I have high hopes for this series. Fingers crossed. But someone needs to tell Todd this. Statues are not action figures. These have 0 points of articulation. And are just cheap, small statues. Some of us who have been collecting for years would love nothing more than to have a line of 6-inch. You can even make them your weird, crappy 7-inch size, Todd. Power armor to pose and take beautiful diorama pictures with. We'd buy a small army of feral ghouls, too. Please, Todd. Have someone, anyone, explain the difference between a statue and an action figure to you. Feel free to make both, but please give us the articulated action figures for Fallout we've been dying for years.
Wow. I've actually heard Todd talk about this before. He likes statues more than action figures.
Clearly.
Because he's like, talks about how you sacrifice design to make way for articulation.
For movement, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Mondo disagrees.
All right, we got one more.
I got one more, and this is from, I don't know if you guys saw these Matrix figures.
Yeah, I did. Cool. They literally look like they're from 1999.
They're so weird. All right, yeah. This is on one of those.
Should we show them real quick for
reference? Yeah. What's crazy about some of the Matrix figures is like, They're in poses, but wearing outfits that weren't from the part of the movie where they did that pose. You know, a lot of people I saw a lot of people complaining about that kind of thing. Like, hey, you have Neo in a pose that he didn't do in that movie. He did it in this movie and he's wearing this out. And I'm like, that stuff is kind of silly, but it's like, well, we would complain about that too, but they all
continuity is important.
That does not look like weird. Keanu Reeves. That just doesn't. Hey,
you know what? When I think of the Matrix, I would always kind of, I'm always surprised like no one like from SH Figure Arts or like Muffex haven't done like fully articulated Matrix figures because they're such dynamic characters.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
If you showed me this figure, Ryan, without the background and be like, like,
I think it was Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Like, what? I'd be like, I don't know what this is.
This is from Greece.
I would think it's from The Punisher before he put the skull on his fucking shirt.
Pre skull Punisher.
Mm-hmm. He's just leaning against the wall.
Like, this is a pretty good, it's a pretty good Thomas Jane figure.
Pretty good.
Well, this is on that figure specifically.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Last one.
Zero articulation. Zero articulation. You need a new creative director and head of sales. The current ones are clearly double agents working for Hasbro, silently piecing together your toy line demise.
Makes no sense. Yeah, who has time for that?
Get it together, dude. Otherwise, your toy line will not make it to 2030, much less 2100. Hasbro probably will, though.
Yeah, because they're gonna let all the other companies make their toys. That makes no sense. If you think Hasbro gives a fuck about what McFarlane is doing,
yeah,
they don't.
They don't.
Read that Hasbro released the Ghostbusters license to McFarlane.
Yeah, and then a year from now, how dare you make Garaka 4 inches tall without removable horns? Jacob, thank you for that. That was great. I appreciate that. That was some good stuff tonight, guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
That was good.
Yeah,
good.
We had fun.
All right. Well, stay tuned for more from Toy Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be dropping on the other channel on Yes Have Some, our interview with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire director Gil Kenan, possibly tomorrow, more than likely Thursday. So be on the lookout for that. And
Gotham City tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another X-Men and Deadpool and talk more Bane. It'll be another big, big episode. Last week was 3 hours. What the hell?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then, Jacob, you got Monster Island this week?
Monster Island this week, yep, with Jay Key. No idea what we're talking about, but we're doing it.
Oh. The ball. Toy Anxiety needs to make fun of collectors more like before. Okay.
Don't
twist my arm.
Yeah.
Welcome to sad comments.
I know. Yeah. All right. For Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, and Brian Dole, my name is Craig Goldberg. And we'll see everybody next week. Right?
Yeah. Well, nope. You won't see me next week. But yeah, you guys have fun.
Ryan's on vacation next week.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
He's not going to say.
Not going
to
say.
He doesn't want the fans to show up.
It's true. I want to be left alone.
No paparazzi.
He literally told me that.
Yeah.
He didn't know that.
I was like, I just want to be left alone. No, I'm trying to go on vacation. Just like
you don't want to meet up. Out.
Ryan's just on the beach trying to get his tan.
Yeah.
The toys are faithful.
End of Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Right. Some people know where I'm going. I'm going to Calgary. There you go.
Got it out of them.
You did.
All right. Well, you're going
to. So if you're going to be at Calgary Fan Expo and you see
are
me,
you,
you are more than welcome to come say hi.
Are you going to meet up with the Ghostbuster group over there?
I can't wait. Be like, so I worked on a better movie. It's all good. It's all good. No.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, for Ryan Dole in his vacation, you're going to miss the HasLab.
When I come back,
yeah,
I want to do a State of Star Wars episode. We'll break it down.
Okay.
Hang on, Ryan coming to San Diego. You know what might happen this summer? It might actually happen, folks. Holy shit!
Okay,
so we'll see what happens. Keep posting. Cool. Hit the notification bell on this channel so that you don't miss that announcement. If we're all going to San Diego, you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, use those sales skills. Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, everybody.
Take care of your physical and mental.
This is where the fun begins.
Made up words are fun.